Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Priscilla Schrauer, author of Life Interrupted, C. Lynn Williams, author of Trying to Stay Sane While Raising Your Teens, and Antonio Crawford, author of Creating Multiple Streams of Income with Information Products. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives change for the glory of God. First up is Priscilla Schrauer, author of Life Interrupted. Here's a little information about the author, Priscilla Schrauer. Priscilla Schrauer is a Bible teacher who enjoys bringing the stories of Scripture to life. She is also the author of popular books, including One in a Million, A Jewel in His Crown, and Discerning the Voice of God. Priscilla is married to her best friend, Jerry, with whom she founded Going Beyond Ministries. While Priscilla loves ministry, she prioritizes her role as wife and mother. Between writing and studying, she spends the majority of her time cleaning up after their three fabulous sons. Now here's a short description of the book, Life Interrupted. Interruptions. They're aggravating, sometimes infuriating. They make us want to tell people what we think of them. But how we handle interruptions actually tell us more about ourselves. The prophet Jonah's existence was interrupted by a call of God that would require a complete change of life, and it scared him enough to make him run in the opposite direction. Yet what seemed to be an unnecessary and useless interruption was really an opportunity for Jonah to be involved in something the likes of which the Old Testament world had never seen before. This interruption was really a divine intervention, and it held more adventure and possibility than he could have ever imagined. We, like Jonah, tend to run from interruptions. When major pains and minor problems cause a hiccup in our carefully calculated plans and goals, we head in the opposite direction. Who knows what we might be missing by running from what could very well be God's means of steering us towards the most magnificent outcome of our lives. Jonah could tell us a story or two. So could you, and so does popular conference speaker and author Priscilla Schrauer in this very personal account of opportunities lost and lessons learned, and the amazing freedom and fulfillment that comes from going with God, even when he's going against your grain. Now here's a brief review of the book, Life Interrupted. In her latest book, Life Interrupted, Bible teacher Priscilla Schrauer takes readers on a journey of self-examination. We all know the feeling of being interrupted. We have our set plan and agenda for the day. We start out accomplishing things, then all of a sudden, something unexpectedly pops up and gets us off our charted course of action. In the pages of this book, Schrauer uses the life of Jonah to show readers how God interrupted his plans, against his will and much to his frustration, to bring about salvation and grace to a nation that was steeped in sin and on the path to experiencing God's judgment. As readers examine Jonah's life, you will see that God's interruptions are always for a purpose, and when we learn to see his interruptions as interventions for a greater plan, we will be more willing to submit ourselves to his divine plan and will for our lives, and even for the benefit of those around us. We highly recommend this book. Visit Priscilla Schrauer online at www.goingbeyond.com. Be sure to get your copy of Life Interrupted from your local bookstore or from any online retailer, such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song title, He's an On-Time God by Dottie Peoples.
Oh, on time, God. But God stepped in on time. On time. On time. On time. On time. On time. He's on time. He's on time. He's on time. He's on time, God. Yes, he.
Next up today is C. Lynn Williams, author of Trying to Stay Sane While Raising Your Teen. Here's a little information about the author, C. Lynn Williams. A native Chicagoan, C. Lynn Williams holds an MBA in finance from Roosevelt University. She is married and has four children. Now here's a short description of the book, Trying to Stay Sane While Raising Your Teen. Parenting teens includes many challenges as well as joys. A focus should be on the positive side of parenting teens. This focus will help the parent to feel more competent and actually be able to enjoy their teen and the ups and downs they face. Sometimes parents tend to overemphasize the negatives and annoyances of parenting their teens. This book will help you get along with your children as you guide them in the godly path for living. Now here's a brief review of the book, Trying to Stay Sane While Raising Your Teen. In her simple book on parenting, titled Trying to Stay Sane While Raising Your Teen, author C. Lynn Williams shows parents how to raise their teenagers to be productive, God-fearing adults. The mother of four herself, she provides parenting principles in a down-to-earth style and gives parents practical tips to successfully raise their teens. Williams openly shares her successes and failures as a parent, as well as the rewards that have come because of her determination to raise her children for Christ. Trying to Stay Sane While Raising Your Teen is an excellent guidebook for the often challenging task of raising children and teenagers. The parenting tips in this book will help parents feel competent about guiding their teens toward adulthood. We highly recommend this book. Visit C. Lynn Williams online at www.authorclynnwilliams.wordpress.com. Be sure to get your copy of Trying to Stay Sane While Raising Your Teen from your local bookstore or from any online retailer, such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Walk on the Water by Brittany Cole.
You look around and staring back at you. Another wave of doubt. Will it pull you under? You wonder, what if I'm overtaken? Fall to the ground. for what you have to lose.
Next up is Antonio Crawford, author of Creating Multiple Streams of Income with Information Products. Here's a little information about the author, Antonio Crawford. Antonio L. Crawford is the president and chief executive officer of Top Book Sales, founder of the National Christian Writers Conference, and education specialist for Strategenomics Performance Training Programs. He served 21 years in the Navy as a communication specialist, information systems manager, and process improvement advisor. Known internationally for his ability to identify solutions using process improvement techniques, he has helped writers, authors, infopreneurs, and business owners increase their overall marketing and sales performance. He teaches seminars and workshops across the nation to show participants how to develop their ideas using process improvement and performance-based production models. Antonio is a radio and TV talk show producer. He is also a contributing author in Chicken Soup for the African American Woman's Soul. He has appeared at the National Publicity Summit, New York, as a media coach. Now here's a short description of the book, Creating Multiple Streams of Income with Information Products. Author First Aid Kit, Creating Multiple Streams of Income with Information Products, is written to show authors the path that leads to their hidden treasures. The universe is like a revolving door that leads to success. Every person that steps through the door receives a turn to fulfill their dreams. After you read this book, you will shift your thinking to see a bigger picture. Imagine standing in a large open field that is filled with possibilities. Your success is just beyond the horizon. This book is a vehicle to help you achieve what you think is possible. In this book, you will learn how to turn your book into an asset. We show you how to position your ideas in the marketplace. You will learn strategies to create multiple information products and core techniques to take your product to market. We give you a directory of links and resources so you can get started right now. This book is the beginning of your journey to becoming an infopreneur. After reading this book, you will be better prepared to seize the opportunities already presented to you. Now here's a brief review of the book, Creating Multiple Streams of Income with Information Products. The publishing world is constantly changing with new ways of distributing the information that is published and thousands of eager readers waiting to consume new information. Antonio Crawford and Chris Kyler present a jam-packed resource with useful and beneficial information for publishers, authors, and business owners alike in creating multiple streams of income with information products. Crawford and Kyler give solid strategies and practical advice on how to turn a book into an asset and how to position ideas in the marketplace so that they can take off and make money for the author and be helpful to the consumer. This book will get readers thinking about the bigger picture and how they can take a simple idea and make it explode into greater opportunities. Clearly written to help everyone succeed, Crawford and Kyler lead the way in helping authors generate buzz, publish a book or an ebook, and maximize their potential. Creating multiple streams of income with information products is not just another business book or writing book. It is one well worth the money and the time to read and apply to your life. We highly recommend this book. Visit Antonio L. Crawford online at www.topbooksales.com. Be sure to get your copy of Creating Multiple Streams of Income with Information Products from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by the following sponsors: BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review Talk Show. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled "Be Blessed" by Yolanda Adams. God bless.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, 'cause I spoke to God, I called out your name. And on your behalf, I just ask if he would be there for you. I want you to
be blessed. Don't live life in distress. Just let go, let God. He'll work it out for you. I pray that your soul will be blessed forever in his presence. You deserve his excellence.
Enter a place where you never have to cry, never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing. You're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habits you got. You won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change. I can testify. See, I spoke to God. I called out your name. And on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there.
home. Be blessed. Oh, be blessed. He can change your situation in a minute. Just be blessed. Don't do anything that God would not have you to do. Be blessed. I know it ain't what you want right now, but it sure could be a lot worse. Just be blessed.